The Deserters, A Hidden History of World War II, by Charles Glass, narrated by Barry Press.
I lack the guts to take being thought a coward. Audie Murphy, To Hell and Back, Henry Holt, 1949. Introduction. By his own admission, Eddie Slovak was the unluckiest man alive. Nearly 50,000 American and 100,000 British soldiers deserted from the armed forces during the Second World War, but the 25-year-old ex-convict from Detroit, Michigan, was the only one executed for it. Slovak's desertion in northern France on 9 October 1944 was atypical in that while 80% of the deserters were frontline infantrymen escaping after long periods of continuous combat, he never fought a battle. Nor did he go on the run as most other deserters did. His mistake was to make clear that he preferred prison to battle. Rather than grant his wish, a court-martial condemned him in accordance with the Articles of War that then prescribed the forms of military justice to death by musketry. Of the 49 Americans sentenced to death for desertion during the Second World War, Slovak was the only one whose appeal for commutation was rejected. The timing of his court-martial amid the November fighting in the Hürtgen Forest that caused 6,184 casualties among the 15,000 troops in Slovak's 28th Infantry Division militated against clemency. So, too, did the coincidence in January 1945 of his appeal against the death sentence and the German counteroffensive known as